never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at ShastaCollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at ShastaCollege.edu.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope, but that's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Broadcasting live from the Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio at the George Washington Broadcast Center.
Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty.
Armstrong and Getty.
And now, here's Armstrong and Getty.
Can you give us any more sense of who exactly in Iran it is, either Witkoff and Kushner or others you're speaking with?
Yeah, we had, I hate to say this in front of these young people, they're not children. I spoke to most of them, they sound like adults to me, even though they are sort of children, right? They'll always be your children. But I hate to say it, but we killed all their leadership, and then they met to choose new leaders, and we killed all of them. And now we have a new group, and we can easily do that, but let's see how they turn out.
Pompous Ed O'Keefe of CBS News talking to Donald Trump yesterday, and this conversation gets more interesting, starting with the whole, it's all built around Trump saying we're negotiating, we're getting close, and Iran responding with, we're not talking to anybody, and then that whole thing. So Ed O'Keefe goes on.
We have really regime change. You know, this is a change in the regime. Because the leaders are all very different than the ones that we started off with that created all those problems. So this was, I think we can say, Jason, this is regime change, right?
That is not what I have on my list here. That makes this harder to do. That did not look like 51 to me. So I don't know what to do now.
Stumble forward blindly?
Well, let's play the next one and see what it is.
What makes you trust them?
I don't trust anybody. I don't trust you. I mean, that's only because I know you. But if I didn't know you, I'd probably have more trust. But I don't trust anyone.
Why bother?
Why do you say what makes you trust? Do you think I trust them? I don't trust them.
Yeah. I wish he would have had at hand the Ronald Reagan quote that is always so good. Oh, I trust but verify, which is a very fancy way of saying I don't trust you.
No. I'm not going to say I distrust you because it would be insulting, but I don't.
I trust you. I just need to be able to verify you're doing everything you say you're going to do on a regular basis because I don't trust you.
Right.
They go on.
Why bother talking to me?
Because they're going to make a deal. They're going to make a deal. They did something yesterday that was amazing, actually. They gave us a present. And the president arrived today. It was a very big present worth a tremendous amount of money. And I'm not going to tell you what that present is, but it was a very significant prize. And they gave it to us, and they said they were going to give it. So that meant one thing to me, we're dealing with the right people.
Was that nuclear related?
No, it wasn't nuclear related. It was oil and gas related. And it was a very nice thing they did. But what it showed me is that we're dealing with the right people.
So that had everybody wondering, what's the great present that Iran sent you? Like a set of lovely bookends or a pen? Or
yeah, I'm sorry. I can't get past how obnoxious Ed O'Keefe is. But that's your department. Having been annoyed by him for an evening, I was at a different table.
I sat next to him at a restaurant for several hours, and I found him unbelievably pompous. But I shouldn't let that get in the way of this.
But the question, well, why even talk to them then?
Yeah, it's a dumb question, I think. If you don't trust him, why negotiate with him? Because you have to negotiate with everybody. You have to negotiate with Putin to end the war. Do you trust him? No. Practically everybody you negotiate with you don't trust.
Because in some deals you build in standards and sanctions and the rest of it, so trust has nothing to do with it. There are incentives and disincentives, you jackass.
Right, but his only goal at O'Keefe is to try to present Trump as dumb or doofus or naive or whatever. Anyway, so another question, different journalist, kind of gets to what the gift is that Iran gave us. Just the next clip, 54.
Was it related to the Strait of Hormuz and the flow?
Yeah, it was related to the flow and to the Strait, yeah, it was.
Are you negotiating on who's going to control the Strait from now on?
We'll have control of anything we want. Look, if we can end this without more lives being down, without knocking out $10 billion electric plants that are brand new and the apple of their eye, I'd like to be able to do that, you know? But they can't have certain things. I mean, you know the things. I don't have to go over the list. But, again, it starts with no nuclear weapons, and they've agreed to that.
So Iran came out yesterday and said that non-hostile vessels, including those belonging to or associated with other states, countries, may go through the Strait of Hormuz. And then they also said that they are not negotiating with us because, and here's the quote, our first and last word has been the same from day one, and it will stay that way. Someone like us will never come to terms with someone like you, not now, not ever. That's what Iran said, which leads you to this. Former CIA Director John Brennan was on MS Now yesterday and asked about whether Trump says we're negotiating, Iran says we're not. And the former CIA director said, well, I tend to believe Iran more than I do Donald Trump. Which is just dandy.
He ought to be in jail for perjury.
Now, I realize Donald Trump once said, I believe Russia over our intelligence. That was a horrible thing to say. He should have never said it.
Which we kicked him for.
It kicked him that day for it, because that's a terrible thing for Trump to say. But the former CIA director shouldn't go on cable news and say, I believe Iran. Iran of all countries. I believe Iran, not the president. Where are we as a country now? Where that's the sort of conversations we have.
That is a prostitute. He works for the network, whipping up anti-Trump fervor, and he will perform any act that will do that, including betraying the truth, betraying his vows, betraying his country.
Well, and I'm sure their audience just loved it.
Oh, I know. Exactly. He's doing his job. Michael, clip 60, please. This is an Iranian-American journalist.
I would not believe the Iranian regime, never in all the work I've ever done with the Iranian regime, they do nothing but lie through their teeth. So I don't believe them when they say that there are no talks, because their supporters, which are 20% of the country, want to see the regime pummel the United States and Israel. So I believe talks are happening, and I think Trump is leaving.
Yeah, Brennan, shove that up your lion hind end, would you? Unbelievable.
I hope I never become so partisan that I would root for an Iran or a Russia or a China over who's president because I don't like the president. I hope I never get that partisan. I don't know how you get that way.
Oh, boy. Yeah, I don't get it. A couple of kind of counterintuitive pieces of journalism here. An odd juxtaposition. This is from the Wall Street Journal. The oil supply crunch is spreading from the Gulf to the rest of the world. For a glimpse of how much higher energy prices could still soar, look to beyond the West Texas Intermediate Brent, blah, blah, blah. At the center of the supply squeeze in the Middle East, traders are paying an eye-watering $160 a barrel for the Emirati oil that can dodge the Strait of Hormuz far above those global benchmarks. And they make the point that because the world economy is interrelated and some of our allies use Gulf oil and Asian countries, blah, 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 fertilizer, blah, 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 that would be pretty expensive. And they're right, it would be. But eye-watering, $160 a barrel. Now, here's Brett Stevens, who is the token conservative in the New York Times editorial pages. Most Americans probably don't look back at March 2012, if they remember it at all, and think of terrifyingly high gas prices In the month when the Hunger Games ruled the box office and President Barack Obama was on his way to a comfortable re-election, the price of Brent crude closed the month at around $123 a barrel. That would be about $175 a barrel in today's dollars. And as of Tuesday, despite Iran's effective closure of the Strait of Hormuz and its attack on neighbors' energy facilities, it's hovering around $100, slightly higher than the average inflation-adjusted price since January of 2001, which is roughly $95.
Yeah, as I mentioned the other day, $100 is about $79 in your pre-pandemic numbers. So yeah. I don't understand any economics discussions that don't include numbers adjusted for inflation.
They're clickbait. Their interest bait.
Now, when you do it with movie box office or athlete salaries, this is the highest anybody's ever been paid to do this, or the most money a movie's ever made. Fine, go ahead. I mean, you're just trying to sell an entertainment product, but it's a lie. Also, you're not adjusting for inflation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But if you're going to do it around important statistics like the price of oil and whether or not we're going to have a worldwide recession and that sort of stuff. Come on, you're not doing your job.
Yeah, it's funny. I actually do remember that period, weirdly enough, because I decided to get into, not day trading exactly, but individual stock trading. And I decided to get into the sector I was going to concentrate on was oil exploration stock. And oil, the gas prices just kept going up, or oil prices, I should say, just up, 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 up. And I was starting to think I was a genius. But I remember where those prices were because of those stocks. And yeah, where energy has gotten significantly less expensive, way less expensive in general, other than at the moment. So yeah, again, it's just clickbait.
So oil is significantly less expensive than 2012, a year you don't even remember.
Yeah, is anybody going to click on the following headline? Oil surges to slightly more expensive than average over the last 25 years. No, nobody would click on that.
Well, and then there's political advantages, too.
Sure.
So you got the media clickbait advantage, and then you've got the political advantages. Trump has gotten us into a terrible situation. We're bogged down, and oil is so expensive.
All right, this is my worst transition ever. These lying journalists, I'd like to break into their homes and throttle them. But I can't if they have Simply Safe Home Security.
Well, that's a good one.
Because the AI cameras outside would recognize I was a threat. Then the live monitoring agents would call the cops, turn on the spotlight, say, hey, maniac, don't go in there. We're watching you, right? Simply Safe is so much better.
There I am, hiding behind a bush in Ed O'Keefe's backyard, and his cameras spot me.
Thinking and today's the day he gets in.
And he looks at the camera and thinks, is that the guy I had lunch with that one time? But luckily, Ed O'Keefe has, or could have, active guard outdoor protection from Simply Safe. And I got the sensors and the cameras and everything at my house. It's so great. And you don't have a long-term contract with Simply Safe. They earn your business every day.
Yeah, are you like me? You had a long-term contract with an expensive security system that was garbage? Simply Safe is way better and way less expensive. Called right now, you good folks can get $50 off your new Simply Safe system at simplysafe.com/Armstrong. That's simplysafe.com/Armstrong. Check it out. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
Oh, we're still talking.
I'm talking as well.
I want to talk about baseball. Baseball starts tonight, but they got a new wrinkle. They got computers that are going to call balls and strikes sometimes.
Interestingly, I have a brief note on how sabermetrics data is ruining basketball.
Interesting. Also.
Yeah.
So stay tuned for all that and other things. Stick around.
Armstrong and Getty.
LifeLock, how can I help?
The IRS said I filed my return.
But I haven't.
1 in 4 tax-paying Americans has paid the price of identity fraud.
What do I do?
My refund, though.
I'm freaking out.
Don't worry, I can fix this.
LifeLock fixes identity theft guaranteed and gets your money back with up to $3 million in coverage.
I'm so relieved.
No problem. I'll be with you every step of the way.
1 in 4 was a fraud-paying American. Not anymore. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code NEWS at LifeLock.com. Terms apply.
I didn't switch to Pure Talk just because I wanted to save 50% off the same 5G service I've been paying twice as much for. I switched because I like the idea of being in business with a wireless company that supports our veterans in a meaningful way. Pure Talk also creates American jobs every day by keeping their entire operation in this country. I appreciate that. If you feel the same, dial #250, say micro, and switch to an American wireless company that actually stands for something.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
At Plumas Bank, we understand business because we've grown alongside you in the communities we call home. We're proud to grow in Redding and excited to welcome Anderson and Red Bluff to the Plumas Bank family. With our new locations, your business gains expanded lending powers, more convenient locations, and more than 40 years of trusted community banking experience. Plumas Bank, building stronger communities. Learn more at plumasbank.com.
When customers walk into your business, the feeling they get matters. Fresh, clean paint tells them they're in the right place. Eagle Eye Painting helps offices, shops, and restaurants feel welcoming and professional. We work around your hours, keep things neat, and finish on schedule with clear communication the whole way. We're local, licensed, bonded, insured, and we're happy to work with you in English or Spanish. Give your business the fresh look it deserves. Call Eagle Eye Painting at 530-410-1317 for a friendly, no-pressure estimate. That's 530-410 or visit 530painter.com.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits, and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
Manager comes out, you're usually done. Yeah, he just came up and told me I made the team, and everybody just said congrats. Caught me totally off guard. Went through a lot of hard times. A few years ago, I never would have expected this. Looking back, I'm glad I kept my head down and kept hammering away. Pretty special.
Wow, that had to be quite a moment. And then he struck out the last guy. He was done.
I saw the play-by-play when the manager came out and the infield came around, and the manager walked up to the pitcher. And like he said, any pitcher knows what to expect. And the manager said, "Hey, you made the opening day roster." And all of his teammates smiled big and clapped him on the back and all. And he was trying to suppress, you know, the biggest grin he's ever had in his life. It was really a sweet moment, kind of a fun idea by the manager.
Well, because we ruin everything is the way we do things. Ever since the TV era began in Major League Baseball up until a few years ago, opening day meant every baseball team played and everybody was rooting for the team, and it was kind of a kickoff of spring and it was kind of a cool thing. But of course we got to ruin stuff like that. So now the games come out in drips and drabs to a certain extent. First game is tonight. Netflix, first ever Netflix game. Yankees at Giants. You got Aaron Judge playing 80 miles from where he grew up in Yuba City or whatever. And then you got hometown hero Logan Webb, who's also from Northern California, as a pitcher for the Giants. Pretty cool. But it's a Netflix thing. If you don't have Netflix, you don't get to see the game. And it's the only game and whatever. More interesting thing is they're going to have computers calling balls and strikes if you ask for it. So you get a couple per game.
Uh-huh.
Where you get to say either the pitcher, the catcher, or the batter can tap their helmet and say, wait a second, that wasn't a ball or that wasn't a strike. And then they go to the computer. First of all, are you in favor of that or not?
Oh, I have really mixed feelings.
I don't like anything that slows down the game. I don't quite understand if they think the computer is more accurate, why you didn't just leap to having the computer do all the pitches. What is that?
Oh, there are all sorts of issues, from bargaining agreements and unions to, it would just take too long. It's complicated.
But from a making sense standpoint, aren't you just declaring by having the computers? The computers can get it right all the time. We've just chosen not to.
I mean, yeah, a part of it is it would so change the game. It would shock baseball fans to see how much it changes the game for the weirdly unspoken strike zone to become the technical strike zone.
Well, here's,
they don't want to do that all of a sudden.
Here's what they learned. Boy, in the strike zone thing, I read about that. It's interesting. So rather than like chest to the knees or whatever you learned in Little League, it's 32.4% of your height and blah, blah, blah that the computer uses. But which obviously you couldn't calculate as a human being to that degree. One thing they found in preseason, though, is the catchers were right more often by far than the pitchers or the batters, just because of the angle they have or whatever. So batters and pitchers challenging, it didn't go as well as catchers. But it was just barely over 50% of the time that the umpire got the call wrong. So there's two ways you could look at it. I was listening to NPR, and they said, so it didn't really make much difference. And I thought, so half the time the umpire got it wrong? That sounds significant to me.
Well, keep in mind, though, it is in the couple of times, one or two times per game, that the players believed it was the most egregious missed call of the game. Half the time, it was a strike or a ball.
Half the time, they got it right, but half the time, they didn't. So, I don't know. I would imagine it's going to grow from here over time, though, wouldn't you guess? That it grows from twice a game to more often?
Oh, yeah, 100%. Yeah.
I prefer human being. I don't like anything that slows down any games. I don't care if it's more accurate. I'm not one of those. As long as I get the calls right, I don't take if it takes an hour of a replay. I am not that person at all. I want the games to just go.
That's
and it was
ridiculous.
Fine. I watched them my whole life. I enjoyed the games. And my life was not ruined by the occasional bad call.
We yelled about the umps. It was part of it.
Yeah.
Or the refs or whatever. Yeah.
It'll be interesting to see how that works tonight. I would hate it as an umpire, I think.
They do because their industry is going away. They'll just have to stand back there and assess whether it was a foul tip and whether somebody gets tagged out or forced out at the plate. And it's going to be a completely different line of work.
Mm-hmm. Most of your other baseball teams play tomorrow. If you don't have Netflix, you don't get to watch the game tonight. That's going to make some people angry.
Yeah,
Netflix only has three games the entire season, but they have the opening game.
We're out of time to do the NBA thing I was going to talk about, but maybe we can talk about that later, how data sabermetrics has kind of ruined the NBA. Squeeze that in later.
Maybe fit that in with all kinds of prop betting that's going on that is a problem, including, like, government policy. That's really a problem.
Armstrong and Getty.
It's tax season, and at LifeLock, we know you're tired of numbers. But here's a big one you need to hear. Billions. That's the amount of money in refunds the IRS has flagged for possible identity fraud. Now here's another big number. 100 million. That's how many data points LifeLock monitors every second. If your identity is stolen, we'll fix it guaranteed. One last big number. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code NEWS. Visit LifeLock.com for the threats you can't control. Terms apply.
I know that hiring can be challenging. You need someone to match your role perfectly. Well, now you can meet them fast on ZipRecruiter.
Build your team, build it sooner. Meet your match on ZipRecruiter.
Just head to ZipRecruiter.com/free right now to try it for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Meet your match on ZipRecruiter.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
The only real estate agent I trust right here in Redding and Shasta County is Josh Barker with Josh Barker Real Estate. Now, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having me, Sean.
So what trends do you anticipate will shape the real estate market in 2026 based on what you've seen in late 2025? And how should buyers and sellers adjust their strategies accordingly?
Well, that's an excellent question, Sean. And I think what most experts are saying right now is that the first half of this year will probably be very similar to last year in terms of sales volume and performance. The difference and the separation might be in the second half of the year, where we might see sales volumes actually increasing over last year as lower interest rates and perhaps some momentum in the economy starts to kick in. And if you want to check the value of your home instantly, just go to readinghomes.com. It's right there on the front page for you.
All right. Thanks for keeping us up to date. Go online to readinghomes.com. That's Reading, R-E-D-D-I-N-G, homes.com, or just Google Josh Barker.
Since 1934, Grange Co-op has stood for more than just a store. It's all about neighbors helping neighbors, families growing together, and communities thriving. And now, that tradition is here in Reading. From feed and garden supplies to tools and pet essentials, Grange Co-op has what you need. With service you can trust. Visit us today at 55 Lake Boulevard. Grange Co-op, trusted by neighbors since 1934.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? All have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Red Bluff Roundup is on April 17th, 18th, and 19th. Get your tickets now. Over $350,000 is up for grabs for 700 competitors. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets are on sale now, so grab the best seats while you can. It's constant action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more. Friday is Patriot Day, brought to you by Food Max and Outback Contractor. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7, and an after party with live music. Saturday, brought to you by Sierra Pacific Industries and Windows at Big Time Pest Control. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30, and an evening concert with country music star Corey Kent. And Sunday is Davidson Heyman Family and Friends and Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Roundup office or online at redbluffroundup.com.
The Shasta College Art Gallery presents a Japanese woodblock print exhibition featuring works from the traditional ukiyo-e period to contemporary artists. Explore beautifully crafted prints with many pieces available for purchase to support Shasta College Student Show Awards. Join us for the closing reception on April 16th at noon in Building 300 during Shasta College Cultural Day. The gallery is open Monday through Thursday 8 to 5 and Fridays 8 to noon. More information can be found at shastacollege.edu/events.
This is Colonel Danny Gillum, the host of Frontlines of Freedom, the nation's largest military news and talk radio show. We address the most pressing issues facing the security of our nation, our armed forces, our veterans, and their families. Please join us every Saturday morning from 6 to 8 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio show.
Stay informed with our county's most reliable news. Tune to KCNR every Monday at 6:35 a.m. for the Town Hall Brief during the Sue McLean News Hour. Known for its unbiased reporting, the Town Hall Brief provides precise, local-only updates and compelling discussions critical to our community. Have a lead? Email townhallbriefs@gmail.com or reach out via socials at townhallbrief on linktree.com to send a DM. The Town Hall Brief, the authoritative source for Shasta County News, Monday mornings at 6:35 on KCNR.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality?
At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit SimpsonU.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
We turn now to a mystery in the oil markets and the suspicion that some people are getting very rich by trading on inside information. In the minutes before President Trump's announcement Monday that the U.S. would postpone strikes against Iranian energy targets, traders suddenly bet hundreds of millions of dollars on oil prices falling, which is exactly what they did.
Huh. I'll be darned. So this happened, and it's getting surprisingly little attention, which I think is a problem. I think because the whole country feels the way I feel about it. Of course that happened. It's always happened. It's always going to happen, and there's nothing I can do about it. Which
and
really,
both parties are doing it all the time.
Which really isn't good that we're that cynical and just accept the beating that we take from the rich and connected, who somehow were alerted to the fact that Trump was about to go out and make an announcement that was going to make oil jump up. Here's Jill, and CBS handled this in a very soft way. This is the new Barry Weiss CBS, where you don't just come out and call the president a liar or whatever, you know, like other networks do. Hasn't helped them in the ratings yet. But anyway, here's Jill Schlesinger, their businesswoman on CBS, explaining how odd this is.
Well, I think the most important thing and what stands out is that we saw a surge of trading activity. So if you look at this, at 649 to 651, there is this circle there. Yeah. That's a big jump up in activity. And then soon after, we see the price of oil at the top, and then it drops by 10%, literally in minutes. 15 minutes before this non-public information is out.
So somebody might have known something a little too early.
It does appear that way. And why we care about this is that is not considered public information, and someone seems to know it, and that's illegal, Tony. I mean, that's the issue, is that this is essentially insider trading.
That was a pretty gentle way of handling it, because it's obvious that there was insider trading going on, obviously.
Yeah, there was a great story not long ago, and I referenced it a couple of times. I never really read anything on the show, but the point of it was intelligence agencies around the world are watching the poly markets, prediction markets, because politicians in every, never, I was saying both parties are doing, politicians in every country around the world are trading on insider information on these prediction markets. And the stock market is essentially a prediction market. So everybody's doing it everywhere. Insider information. Blah, blah, blah. This is why you limit the size of government. But I've lost that fight, so I'm graciously accepting defeat.
I think, as a country, that a lot of people, like I said, are where I am. You recognize that, yeah, rich, connected people get to do this. I don't get to do it. There's nothing I can do about it. If I dwell on it, I'll be less happy. So I think I'll just forget about it.
That's very, very, very sane of you. Yes.
It sucks. It sucks a lot. And I don't know how you'd ever get rid of it, because even if you get like Elizabeth Warren's people in Congress aren't allowed to trade stock, which I'm fine with. I don't know if it's constitutional, but I'm fine with that. Or any stock with any committee that they're involved in that industry. Hold on, I'm about to sneeze.
Uh-oh. Oh, it's a soul trying to escape, according to Middle Ages popes.
I got HPMRV or whatever it is that's going around.
MSRP.
Even if you got Elizabeth Warren thing through where you can't trade on stocks as long as you're in Congress or whatever, you can't stop them from calling their wives or their husbands or their kids or whatever. I mean, it'd be impossible to do that.
Brother-in-law, right. You know, I was thinking the Biden family really set a pace in their obvious, insider information dealing, influence peddling, the rest of it, and I yelled about it, like a lot of people did. The truth is, the Trump family doesn't do that per se, but they've made zillions of dollars based on, hey, Dad, what's going to happen tomorrow?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
And again, everybody everywhere is doing this now.
Yeah. That is true. But on this one, it was so broad. I mean, and all these people minutes before he makes the announcement, all the trading going on. I mean, is very kind of Jill Schlesinger and Tony DeCoppola to act like it's an open question on whether or not there's insider trading happening. And it's probably bipartisan. It's probably spread out among all kinds of different people that got the tip on that. I'll tell you what, I'm a really honest guy. It'd be pretty damn hard if I knew there was about to be a giant announcement that's going to affect this drug or that oil price or whatever.
Electric vehicles.
And just keep it to myself. It'd be pretty hard to do.
Right.
To not say to, you know, tell you what, might want to dump that EV stock we got before Tuesday, just saying.
You do that 2-3 times, and they owe you an enormous favor, and they pay back that favor someday. It's like we were talking about the Epstein network. People are obsessed with the sex stuff. It was an insider trading network, and the guy at the center of it happened to be a perv. Yeah, I know. Yeah, well, born into the wrong family, stupid working class.
I really don't know that there's anything you can do about this. Try to keep it to as much of a minimum as you can.
I tell you what, why don't you set up a rule and then give me 30 seconds to get around it?
Right.
I don't know if this is policeable in any meaningful way.
Maybe the best you can do is have the news do what they did. Just, we're aware of this. Just let you know. We're aware of it. So don't.
And the Wall Street Titans are like, yeah, we don't care.
But just don't get too greedy, I guess, or don't push it too far. Or don't think we're not paying any attention. I guess that's all you can do.
Yeah, yeah. A final note from me. I am, as you know, a huge fan of the free market, and I despise capitalism or communism, socialism. So much of this sort of thing that is decried as, you see, this is the problem with capitalism. This is crony capitalism. It's the opposite of a free market with the free flow of information. It's the very, very powerful who have a serious role in business. It's the government-business nexus. That's where things get perverse.
I'd like to know how that information got out. So Trump knows he's going to go out and give that speech. Wouldn't be a whole lot of other people that know that, though. I wouldn't think.
Well, it's like the it's like any viral phenomenon, including word of mouth recommendation. I have three people I'm going to call. They each have three people they're going to call, etc.
Yeah. So if you had Marco Rubio's crowd, Pete Hegseth's crowd, Trump's crowd, and all the staff involved, that'd probably be three figures at least.
Right. Did the Gang of Eight get briefed on this? Yeah, there you go.
Now you're up to several hundred people with the staffers that would be aware of it.
Each of whom has friends.
And you're some staffer making, I don't know, $65,000 a year, working 80 hours a week for Mike Johnson, and you find out that this is going to happen?
And you're worth $3.8 million on your salary. Yeah, gee, what's going on there? Yeah, they must be a real saver. They scrimp and they save. It's very admirable.
A real saver. Anyway, that happened, and it will continue to happen for all of eternity.
And everyone knows it.
That's right, Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Margie. All right, well, that discouraged me. That sapped my will to live. Was that your purpose? Was that what you were trying to do?
Wasn't actually, because like I said, I think we've all just made our peace with it. Yeah. The connected get to do this, and I don't. And
bingo. Thanks, Michael. That lived in my spirit.
Yes, that was good.
Ah, the old man. Don't we all miss Joe Biden?
But that's how you get there. That's how you get there. Like Joe Biden. I wonder how long he was in D.C. before he started doing that, before he looked around and said, well, thousands and thousands of people are taking advantage of the system we have. I'm not going to, in a way that can help my family for all of eternity. I'd be a schmuck, is probably what you come to convince yourself.
Uh-huh, yeah. Your buddy at the Department of Labor, hey, U.S. Steel's going to lay off like 15,000 people. Whoa, time to make a trade.
Right.
Over and over and over again. Or your brother-in-law does it for you or what have you.
So I was listening to the Dispatch podcast the other day, and they started with talking about sports gambling around March Madness, really, and just how much of it is done and how it has affected sports, because we got the stories from the last couple of years of Major League pitchers throwing the ball straight into the ground, or college basketball players, you know, shooting a free throw and it goes over the backboard or whatever, because they were involved in some of the trading. But there are all these prop bets now on, like, governmental policy that you can get involved in. Will Maduro be removed from office, or will we attack Iran or stuff like that? And there's the real concern that if you can find a pitcher who's willing to throw a baseball straight into the ground because he's on the hook for some gambling debts, you're not going to find somebody in government who influences policy one direction or the other because of betting?
Right.
Almost certainly guaranteed to happen.
Came across a report that there's this small-time journalist, I think he's based in Israel, whose job was just to do the little column on where a missile hit or whatever. And there's an Iranian missile that got through and caused, like, very minor damage in some town. And he wrote up the little report, you know, page 14C of the newspaper. He started getting death threats and offers of bribes, and we will ruin yous and blah, 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 because some of the betting markets, the prediction markets, had bets of whether there would be any missile strike that got through in Israel on that day. Who knew? You can bet on freaking anything these days.
You can.
And so they were threatening his family. They were hitting him with, I know where your kids go to school, saying, you've got to retract that report and say it was an error.
And so the question is there anything that can be done about this now that there is betting on everything? I didn't know it was that specific. Bets on, will any missiles get through to Tel Aviv tonight? You can bet on that. And then, of course, the problem being, at some point, does it sway people's decisions? Or do you, you know, I'm the guy who makes the decision anyway. I might as well make some money off of this. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to bet heavily and then fire the missile off at 7 p.m. Wow. That sort of thing. That's inevitable, isn't it?
Yeah, in one form or another, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Can anything be done about that?
No.
Pair back legal gambling?
No,
Because this didn't exist before, or is this all because the internet exists?
Yeah, that's a huge part of it. That is absolutely the catalyst for so much evil. I stick by my assessment that this ape has gotten too smart for its own good, and will bring itself to ruin.
You say that I was bringing people down? You end the segment with, we are bringing ourselves to ruin, it's inevitable.
Yes.
Okay.
Humanity is on the way out, yeah. I'm at peace. I'm an old guy.
There's no...
Good luck.
There's no other radio show, TV show, or podcast that talks this way.
Oh, that's true.
Armstrong and Getty.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
The most depressing radio show.
There's nobody offering this product anywhere. I guess that makes us unique. We've got our own niche market.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah, hey, do you listen to that show that brings you down every single damn day? Oh, I love them. Coming up... Yoga trend or parody? In recent days, we've brought you snake yoga, legit, Portland, sword yoga,
that's
legit,
true. That was real.
New York. I will present a new yoga trend. Is it real or parody? It's getting harder and harder to tell.
I don't know how we could possibly know. That and other stuff on the way.
Armstrong and Getty.
Looking for a great real estate agent? Someone who can help you sell your home fast and for top dollar? Go to Ready.com, R-E-D-Y.com. Because on Ready, agents will pay you just for the opportunity to sell your home. Yeah, on Ready, agents will pay you for your listing. Thousands of dollars up front just for a chance to sell your home. And it's easy. Just go to Ready.com, enter your address, and when you want to sell. In just 48 hours, the best local agents are competing on Ready to be your agent, with cash offers up front just to win your business. Hey, your listing is valuable. Don't give it away. Make those agents earn it. Get paid to pick your real estate agent. Go to Ready.com or call 888-525-RE. R-E-D-Y. 888-525-READY.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-575-9871. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-575-9871. That's 800-575-9871. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Open now at Turtle Bay Museum, Thomas T. Mangelson, A Life in the Wild, featuring 40 of the legendary wildlife photographer's most powerful images captured in the wild. These iconic once-in-a-lifetime moments include polar bears dancing on Arctic ice, a salmon leaping straight into the jaws of a massive brown bear, landscapes from all seven continents, and much more. The A Life in the Wild tour is produced by David J. Wagner, LLC, and is on display at Turtle Bay Museum now through May 3rd. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Workers' compensation cases can move really slowly, and it's frustrating. Don't get pressured into hiring the first law firm you meet with just because they were fast to get you on their schedule. Your case impacts every aspect of your life. You want a local attorney that understands that and will get you the best outcome. Interview Patrick Orman of Gorman Law to see if he is the right attorney and to see if you really need an attorney. He will tell you the truth. Call 530-262-2168 or schedule online at Gorman Comp Law. Consultations and workers' comp are always free.
Hear ye, good folk! You are cordially invited to the Shasta Renaissance and Fantasy Fair Memorial Day weekend, Saturday, May 23rd from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Sunday, May 24th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Anderson Fairgrounds at 1890 Briggs Street. Watch knights fight for their honor in armored combat. Enjoy lively Celtic and folk music. Feast like royalty and shop handcrafted treasures from artisans far and wide. Tickets are just $17 for adults, $15 for youth, 11 to 17, and kids 10 and under get in free. Get yours now at Eventbrite and skip the lines. The Shasta Renaissance and Fantasy Fair Memorial Day weekend, Saturday, May 23rd from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Sunday, May 24th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Anderson Fairgrounds. Huzzah!
At Plumas Bank, we understand business because we've grown alongside you in the communities we call home. We're proud to grow in Redding and excited to welcome Anderson and Red Bluff to the Plumas Bank family. With our new locations, your business gains expanded lending powers, more convenient locations, and more than 40 years of trusted community banking experience. Plumas Bank, building stronger communities. Learn more at plumasbank.com.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Here is Katie Green to set up what we are about to hear.
So this guy is standing at a crosswalk and is approached by a Mingo food delivery robot, which proceeds to ask him to hit the crosswalk button for him.
All right.
Huh? Hello, what do you want? What do you want? You want me to press the button for you? You only press the button for you, Mingo? F*** you. Press it yourself. You took a human's job and you want me to press the button for you? No, hello, f*** you. Excuse you? Yeah, excuse you. I'm not pressing nothing. You press it. Go f*** yourself.
The relationship between human and artificial intelligence, rocky.
And then he crosses the street and just leaves the robot there. He goes the other way.
Well, so he made his intentions clear. Yes. I'd say angrily shouting obscenities at a robot is proof that you need to relax. Perhaps you should consider yoga. Now, Katie, you're part of the committee. This you will vote.
Okay.
This is Joe Getty's Yoga Trend or Parody. I used to be a mess. I'm reading from a woman's account. What's her name? Elena. High-stress corporate job, endless deadlines, a diet consisting of sad desk salads and existential dread. My body ached, my mind raced, my soul felt as empty as the gluten-free bread aisle.
Hello.
Then one ordinary Tuesday, while stress-eating a turkey club in my kitchen, I accidentally struck something that was similar to the tree pose while reaching for the mustard. Blah, blah, blah. I had discovered sandwich yoga. What is sandwich yoga? It's the mindful practice of combining ancient yogic postures with the sacred act of holding and eventually eating a sandwich. The core philosophy is life is a sandwich, a delicious, layered experience, best savored one mindful bite at a time. And the virtues of sandwich yoga include balance in every layer, mindful consumption, stress release with zero equipment, and community and connection, because we encourage people to get together and do this with each other. Actual yoga trend or parody?
Hard to say.
Hmm.
Life is a sandwich is a pretty good line.
Balance in every layer. That's right. The virtues of sandwich yoga. Life is a sandwich. Many Jack, layers. Make your pronouncement. Sandwich. Not a turd sandwich.
I really have no idea. It'd be a coin flip. It could be.
Katie?
I mean, so silly now that anything's on the table.
I'm going
to. Just in the past week, we've brought you sword yoga and snake yoga. Michael?
I'm going to say real.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we have precisely one real, one parody, and one coin flip. Not very helpful. I believe it gets thrown to the House of Representatives and the VP breaks the tie or something like that. Yeah, it's parody.
Okay. I was going to say, we're really
clearly, but not clearly. It's not.
Yeah, there are at least half a dozen things I can think of off the top of my head in which it is impossible to launch a parody.
Mm.
There was a rally in Brooklyn yesterday for ...
Right. Yeah.
Can you come up with something so outlandish it's clearly not true?
The latest TikTok trend is.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The Democratic Socialists of America are in favor of ...
Young people are hammering tacks between their toes to.
I'm calling BS on that because young people are so soft. Oh boy.
It's called the toe tack challenge. A 16-year-old died in Pennsylvania. Parents are outraged. Blah blah blah.
Traditional yoga.
The hammering.
Traditional yoga teaches balance. Sandwich yoga demands it. Try holding a fully loaded BLT in mountain pose without dropping the tomato. It builds core strength, focus, and deep appreciation for structural integrity.
There you go. I had a BLT yesterday, and I was reminded that I had my first BLT maybe 10 years ago. I was in my 50s. First time I ever tried a BLT. They always sounded gross to me. And then the first time I ever tried one, I was like, wow, this is fantastic. And I've had thousands of them since.
Jack, you're amazing.
You are constantly mystifying.
I just always thought they sounded terrible and had never taken a bite until I did. Wow. And I was like, wow, this is great.
All right. Well, the humble turkey on rye next hour. Stay with us.
If you missed a segment of the podcast, Armstrong and Getty on demand.
Armstrong and Getty.
Hey there, we're Armstrong and Getty. And if you're like us, you're desensitized to the dozens of notifications on your phone every single day. But if that latest ping is from your security camera, ignoring it could spell disaster.
Picture this. Somebody's breaking in, but you're giving a huge presentation at work. You're at the movies, whatever. Maybe you're on a flight at 30,000 feet. So you'll see the security footage in a couple of hours. But by then, it's way too late.
That's why we really like SimpliSafe. SimpliSafe is a customizable whole home security system backed by 24/7 monitoring agents you can rely on to act even when you're not able to do so.
SimpliSafe is so confident you'll love it, they don't lock you into a contract. And they back it with an anti-theft guarantee. While other security companies trap you, SimpliSafe earns your trust every day.
It's no wonder millions trust SimpliSafe and why U.S. News & World Report just named SimpliSafe the best home security system of 2026.
Right now, Armstrong and Getty listeners can get 50% off a new system by visiting SimpliSafe.com/Armstrong. That's SimpliSafe.com/Armstrong. There's no safe.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.